You know what that means? You're tuned into Soapersun's weekly radio show, Everything Under Sun, weekly at 4.
Thanks, Yesenia.
Of course.
Well, it is Katie and Kay's membership drive, which means we want to give a shout out to our community radio station, Katie and Kay, that makes the airwaves available to everyone in our community. It's amazing, just on a given day or week or throughout the year, how many distinct voices from this exact region are featured on Katie and Kay in one way or another. I personally am so grateful for Katie and Kay. It's been a really big part of my professional development. My name's Raleigh Burley, editor of the Soapersun, and I started in the news department here at Katie and Kay back in 2016, so almost 10 years ago. And Yesenia, I've seen you really grow on the airwaves as well. You're also engineering today.
Yes.
Can you speak to the ways in which you've been empowered by our community radio station?
Yes. Well, having this opportunity has definitely let me be more confident in my voice and in general work towards my role, which are like supporting my community by helping them on what matters to my community as well as what matters to me. I'm also very thankful for this opportunity at Katie and Kay and at Soapersun. They also have definitely helped me develop my professionalism in many ways, and I've done this for about 2 years.
Oh, we are so fortunate to have you be a part of our team, Yesenia. Thank you.
Donate to Katie and Kay and become a member and keep our station going for another 40 plus years. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you all.
And now to introduce our guests. So we are joined by an art teacher at Basalt High School, Danae. Danae, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been teaching, and sort of what your main interests are teaching art?
Yeah, so I started teaching art about 4 years ago. This is my fourth year teaching, and I took my first job at Basalt High School, so I've been only teaching at Basalt High School the last 4 years. And, you know, I think my interest in art and art teaching was to really like provide opportunities for kids to show their artwork and be artists and be creative people. I always say that I had an art teacher in high school that provided lots of opportunities for me to be creative and to show my artwork. And I would have never gone down the path of being a creative person or going to art school if it weren't for that person. So, you know, I think my goal is to like do that for kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool. And one of those students is here right now, Pedro in the house. Pedro, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Pedro from Basalt High School, 12th grade, ready to graduate.
And we have one more student who is on their way, so there'll be another voice joining us, as well as maybe Matt Eames over at the Clay Center joining us via telephone. So we have a full house for today's show. And the topic is the Perspectives exhibit at the Carbondale Clay Center. There's a second artist reception happening this Friday. And then I think about like one more week left for the show. But let's have you introduce it, Danae. What is this show all about?
I guess we can start out by about 2 years ago, I approached Matt Eames with this idea of showing kids' three-dimensional artwork, specifically clay. I have a clay background. My background, I have a BFA in ceramics as well as my BA in art education. And so, you know, clay is a big, important part of my life. And I was kind of at a point where I was revamping clay at Basalt High School and kind of turning it into what I wanted it to be. And so I think the approaching him with this idea of like, oh, can we show kids this clay work at the Clay Center, you know? And we were kind of able to work together to get this show rolling. And I think it's a great opportunity for my students to understand the experience of showing artwork, getting artwork ready to be put in a show. Matt actually comes to Basalt High School early winter, so like December-ish, and does a critique with my kids, and it's kind of important for them to get some feedback from somebody that's not just me or not just their peers, you know? And so we've kind of made it this like thing where kids can be a part of the critique, kids get to be a part of the show, kids can be a part of installing the show, mm-hmm. and kind of getting that full experience
cool.
in the arts, you know?
Yeah. Did you have a question, Yesenia?
Yeah, kind of, what's your goal with the show? Like, as for, like, helping what you want students to learn from it and, like, in general with the entire show?
I think part of it is being a risk taker and putting themselves out there to show their artwork in front of the community and in front of people. Because I think that takes a lot of guts sometimes to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put this thing out that I have mm-hmm. spent a lot of time and energy on, and it's going to be there for everybody to see. And so I think that's part of it. And I would also say that, like, you know, just recognizing that being an artist at whatever capacity it looks like mm-hmm. is a career choice, is a option for you. Even if you aren't just going to, like, go straight to art school, or maybe you are going to go to art school. And I think that, you know, it might change their mind about going to art school or things like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pedro, is art school something you're considering?
I am considering it specifically after art school, hopefully going to tattooing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And so as somebody who works more in, like, that two-dimensional arts, like drawing, how is it working with clay for you?
I like using clay. I love making clay projects, mm-hmm. though it takes more time, but I love it.
Has the way you've worked with clay changed your style when you do sketches and drawings?
I think doing 2D changed the way I make 3D, so
okay.
making clay feels different now.
And what do you have in this show? Could you describe the piece or the pieces?
I don't specifically have a clay project in there. I have okay. a 2D painting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so the painting is like this lady, this blonde lady with like very like exaggerated makeup getting eaten by like this like red face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And that's over at the Clay Center right now?
Yeah.
Very cool. And what did you think of the show? Because I know it involves also CRMS, Yampa students. It's like
actually this year it's Basalt and Roaring Fork. So it's okay. just mm-hmm. the two of us, and we've kind of collaborated together. Kim Carpenter and I have kind of just like adopted it as like a thing that we're doing. So yeah, it's just okay. the two of us, but. It's still been really, really successful.
Yeah. In that case, what do you feel walking into the show and seeing works from students at another high school, too? Is it inspiring?
Yeah, it's, like, shocking. Like a lot of the Basalt ones I've seen, like, in the halls or in the classroom. And then I see, like, these Roaring Fork kids with, like, other things, and it also shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. And for you as an educator, mm-hmm. How's the experience been bringing them through critiques and having their work on display for the general public to see? How has that been?
It's been really wonderful. I think that I love when kids go to the opening receptions and they mingle and they chat and they talk and their parents make them take pictures with their artwork and, you know, they bring their friends and show their friends what they've been working on. And I think there's a sense of pride that exists when you participate in something like this. And there's a lot of pride in that for me as well. It's one of those moments where you're like, oh, yeah, this is why I'm a teacher. This is why I do what I do, you know? And yeah, it's a really fulfilling moment for me to kind of watch it all come to fruition and see my kids proud of what they've put up there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would say in regard to like working with other schools like Roaring Fork, it's always nice to see the difference in work that we're making and how things are different between what they're doing there and what they're doing with me, and kind of sometimes for me it's a good reflection of like, oh, you know, maybe we should influence, like we should use some things like this, or maybe we should try something like that too, or, you know, I think it's a sounding board for me also.
Well, it's cool to hear that you have a good relationship with the art teacher over at Roaring Fork High School.
Yeah.
Is this the only collaboration that you do so far?
Yeah, yeah. We collaborate... Well, the Aspen Chapel Gallery has a high school show, and that's a collaboration with all the high schools in the Valley. So we see their artwork there as well. But in regard to, like, real collaboration, we're really mostly just doing this for now. So, yeah.
Cool. Has any of you made it over to see the show yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you have until April 14th. And then I think tomorrow's reception from 6 to 8 p.m. will probably be a lot of fun. Is there going to be a difference to this reception from the one that was previously done?
Yeah, so we are going to have different students talking than the ones that were talking the first reception. So they will kind of get the opportunity to talk about their artwork. So the conversation and the Q&A could look very different. But I would say overall, there is going to be a lot of similarities within the two. And so, yeah, I think overall, mostly similar, but we're going to hear some different perspectives from some different students.
Nice. We are very... pleased to welcome another voice onto the air, everybody. It is Cece, coming straight from Basalt, I presume.
Yes.
So why don't you speak into the microphone a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about what artwork you have in this show.
My name is Cece. I'm a senior at Basalt High School. This is my fourth year taking art classes. I mainly focus on pottery and ceramics. We just had an art show at the Carbondale Clay Center, and I had one piece in that show. And I kind of just take a lot of my inspiration from my childhood and nostalgic things, and I kind of have like a childish art style. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Childish, like how so? What does that look like?
So one of my pieces that I made was a bag of marshmallows, but they were all ceramic, and they're kind of... Well, what I'm doing right now is, like, functional but weird, quirky ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
So I just make kind of, like, things that you wouldn't expect to be made out of ceramics.
But, cool. Yeah. Cool. So a bag of marshmallows, and what other examples can you provide?
I've done this little monster, and it's kind of cute because his whole body's consumed by his mouth.
Uh-huh.
I've made this, like, candle holder that's super spiky. It's like a ball with spikes around it. I've made these bowls that are eyeballs, which are really interesting. So, yeah, I just take, like, a lot of creative control in what I make and try to put as much creativity as I can into the art that I make.
So as a graduating senior this year, where do you hope to go next with your art?
Honestly, I hope I can continue what I'm doing, because I know I'm not going to have the resources that I have now. And so I have a lot of inspiration by one of my close friends. He's an art major at CSU. So hopefully he can help me out in pursuing something with art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So instead of university, are you thinking more just going solo but continuing to create artwork?
Yeah, for sure. That's something I definitely want to do, because I don't just want to, like, leave high school and leave everything behind. I want to continue creating artwork and ceramics as well.
Yeah. Can you speak to the experience, Danae, of watching students graduate? And you said you've been there 4 years, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a new career. But how does it feel to then interact with those students in the community or see them continue along on their journey?
There was a really, at the opening reception in March, mm-hmm. At the Clay Center, the student that Cece was just talking about, who's pursuing art at CSU, was there, and he came up to me and he was like, "Oh my goodness, I have to show you art. I have to show you the artwork that I've been making. I have to tell you, you know, about it." And I was like, "Great! Like, I can't wait to hear about it, you know." And I think I feel really excited when, like, kids want to come back and talk to me about kind of what they've pursued, whether it's art or not. Mm-hmm. If they run into me in the grocery store, if they whatever, you know, I want them to come up to me and tell me what they're doing and what they're accomplishing and how their experiences are, you know. I really love that. At Basalt High School, I started a sort of like a leave your legacy, and I have a big countertop. And each student, when they graduate, they kind of make a clay tile, or they paint, or they collage, or they draw on this countertop and in a square. And it's sort of this idea that, like, although you're moving on, like, a piece of you made up what we've built here in the last 4 years that I've been here, right? We've done this together. You're a part of this forever, you know? And so I think that that means a lot to me.
Cool. So the phone rang and I put it on the board and I'm assuming it's Matt Eames. We took a chance there. Matt, is it you?
It is me. Thank you so much for answering.
Thanks for calling in. So Matt Eames is the gallery manager, at the Carbondale Clay Center. And we've been speaking with Pedro and Cece and their teacher Danae here on Everything Under the Sun. Matt, what would you like to say, cold calling, without knowing what any of us previously said about this show?
That's true, yeah. But I would love to speak about the experience and overall, like, how informative this process has been. I think it's been always really amazing to work with Danae and then also with Kimberly this year on creating this show. Working with the high school kids and how we've created kind of this exhibition, and how much it grows every time we do it. I look forward to the next time we do it, and seeing how we can elevate this program to be a bit more of a staple. I think this show really highlights how engaged the students are, but also how important those high school programs and Danae and Kimberly's efforts are towards that art program. So I'm really excited to have this show, and I would love for everyone to come and see it on Friday or just before it closes on the 12th.
Yeah, so time is limited. And do you expect a big turnout? Will there be another number of artists speaking at this reception tomorrow?
Yes. Both of the schools will have two students again, but this time it'll be two different students. I'm not sure exactly which of the students are speaking, but we're looking forward to having four new perspectives for this show's opening.
Well, and I know it starts at 6, so what time should people try and show up if they want to catch those artist talks?
I would suggest 6:30-ish. We'll probably do the artist talks 6:45 kind of zone, maybe 7.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I was interested. I haven't been to the show yet either. I'm definitely going to go tomorrow to check it out. But definitely had the impression that was ceramic, so my curiosity has piqued to check out this painting that Pedro described. And how many other two-dimensional works or works in other mediums are on display?
We have probably maybe about a dozen or so. A decent representation from Basalt, probably I think about six or eight paintings or collages. I know there's like a almost like a stained glass, like kind of broken collage style one from Basalt. And I think there's maybe one or two that are mixed media based from the Roaringfork High School. So yeah, we wanted to open it up to not just the ceramics, to any of the upperclassmen or kind of repeating students that are in these programs. If they were creating and they were working towards a portfolio or things like that, we wanted to give anyone really the opportunity to try to exhibit through that process. So we kind of did stages of critique and then curation and then, you know, set up an organization based on what was submitted.
Well, and the name of the shows is Perspectives. So playing off of that, I'm curious to turn it to our students here, our artists in the studio. Cece, we'll start with you. What perspective do you hope to convey with this piece of art that you've put on display?
So at the Carbonyl Clay Center, I have a mixed media piece where I use copper and wire with my ceramics. And it was a challenge for sure. So I just want people to explore with ceramics as well, like I have, and not just keep it limited to just clay and glaze, you know, adding wire or even other mediums to the art would be really interesting, and I'd love to see more of that going forward, I think, yeah.
And Pedro, what perspective are you seeking to share with the world with your piece?
Okay, so I want like the viewer to just think that whatever like you can think of, to put it down. It doesn't matter if it's dumb, if it's cool, if it's like two lines, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just you're putting something down, you know? And that's what I want people to like feel when they see at least my project in there, that you could just put anything down and make something work with that.
Cool. And as an aspiring tattoo artist, what are some of your influences or what styles do you most like?
I like darker themes like bats, cockroaches, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of... Horror, I love horror. Horror movies. What's it called?
Genre.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I think there are a lot of tattoo parlors that you will fit right in with. Playing with those themes. Mm-hmm.
Well, for our listeners, you're tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, So Percent's weekly radio show.
And we have just about, like, 4 minutes less, like, yeah, about 3 minutes left. So let's get final thoughts from each of our guests today. We'll start with you, Matt Eames, and then we'll go to Danae, Cece, Pedro, and we'll wrap our show for today.
Well, thank you, Raleigh, for having us on the radio first and foremost. I'm really happy to have these opportunities. I hope that we not only can continue this, as I mentioned before, but that this experience was as fulfilling as it was kind of for myself and I think for the people that are involved. I was recently at our National Clay Conference in SECA, and there is a huge national K-12 show that they do every year. Walking through that and seeing the potential of all these young students and thinking about the show that we have, I saw a lot of similarities and a lot of potential to some of these students applying to this show and maybe being on that national scale. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of great art to be viewed in this space. So I'm really happy to have kind of made that comparison.
Cool. That's a high compliment to all the artists in the show.
Likewise, I, as a senior in high school, had two pieces of artwork in that NCCA K through 12 show, and I think it's always been a goal of mine to get to the point in teaching, and I think I'm finally getting there, you know, where students can apply for that show as well, you know. It took some time, but, you know, I think we're on the right track. And knowing that our kids are making things at that sort of high level of craftsmanship, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of, I feel really grateful for that, that I have kids that are willing to put that kind of time and energy into what they're making.
Mm-hmm. Great. Cece, final thoughts?
I just want to give a thanks to Ms. Statzer, obviously, and the Carbondale Clay Center for, like, the recognition we've gained from doing art shows. Because I work at a retail job, and I was talking to a customer, and they had told me that they went and checked out the Carbondale Clay Center event, and that they saw my work there. And it just feels really nice to, you know, like, know that people in the community are seeing what we're putting out here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really grateful for the representation that we're given and the opportunity that we have by Basalt High School and, like, everyone in the Valley. It's really sweet.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Pedro, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Very grateful for Ms. Statzer, you know, and the Carbondale Clay Center. Thank you. And we're just lucky to live in this valley, you know, where we have these opportunities. Yeah.
Well, I'm very grateful for all of you joining us on today's show. Should be a very exciting first Friday. You can find all the details in the Soper Sun. Look for an issue on a stand near you today. Stay tuned for the regional roundup, and many thanks to Yesenia for engineering our show today.
Of course. Bye, everyone.